Okay, have to concentrate.
Have to concentrate. Everything's very concentrated here. We've been learning this Torah from Rav Geshen Hanukkah, from Radzin. We started it Rosh Hashanah time. And we're going to, I don't know if we're going to be able to finish it. We probably won't finish it. But the last part we don't have to do right now. The Iker is what we're going to finish tonight, which brings us mamish into Parshas Bereishis. So everything works out. The Parsha of the creation of Adam and Chava. Remember, I'm just going to remind everybody that even those who were not here, I'm hopeful we'll be able to understand and to follow what we're learning now, that the Rebbe begins with the goal of revealing to us the Zohar's understanding, to explain to us the Zohar's understanding of Tkiyah Shofar, of the blowing of the Shofar, which Chazal and the Zohar saw this as alluded to in the Pasuk of Be'evra HaNohar Yoshvo Avosechem Me'olam. And the creation is divided into two parts. There's this side of the river, and there's Me'evra, the other side of the river. That's where we come from. Nishmas Yisrael, the soul of a Jew, the soul of the Jewish people, come from the other side of the river. Hashem chilek es ma'isav. Hashem divided everything in such a way. And he placed man at the crossroads of those two dimensions of existence. Only man is capable of gazing upon these two opposing realities, that behirus, that clarity of God's existence, that everything is God, and the concealment, the darkness and the confusion of this world. And Hashem placed man in that place, at the crossroads of those two dimensions of existence, so that only man, who's a Baal Bechira, who has free choice, is able to somehow make sense out of these opposing worlds and is able to live in the world of confusion, of concealment, of Helam and Hester. And in this world of Helam and Hester, to remember that there's something beyond, there's something before. And to be Mamlech Hashem, and to be Mamlech Hashem in this world. And because of that, Hashem created Adam in such a way, of Zachar Unikeva. That's what we were learning last time before Yontif, of male and female. And we remember that in Torah, it's not just about a man and a woman. Male is that powerful koach of Bechira, that sense of independence, of self, that feeling that there is me, it's only me, and there's nobody before me, the Zohar. The Nekeva, on the other hand, that quality of the Nekeva is filled with a behirus, filled with an awareness that it's not me. To be makab, we spoke a lot about the union of men and women in that misgeras, that the koch of the Zohar is to be mashpir. To be mashpir, since he feels it begins with him, he has the koch of hashpah. The nekeva, of course, is the koch to be makab. Initially, Hashem created other men with a male side and a female side. This way, the mashpia, the male, would always be reminded that Sof Kol Sof, there's that world, Me'eva Hanar, on the other side of the river. That there's, the Nekeva is attached to him. That the woman, the Makabal, is attached to him. So there's always that clarity. But because of that, man is not truly a Baal Bechir, and he can't accomplish what he needs to accomplish in this world. In order for that to happen, in order for somebody to truly be a Baal Bechir, and to truly be a Mashpia, while remembering that in reality, or even though he feels like he's a Mashpia, he feels like he's on his own, the truth is that he's Mekabel all the time. Everything is from God. In order for that to happen, remember what we learned, that Kivyachal, Hashem had to turn his face away from creation. And that is what took place on the day of Rosh Hashanah. The creation of man took place initially as male and female, but then the Nesira, the sawing in half, the cutting in half, took place, where the Zohar went his way and the Nekeva went her way. The Tachlis is that she meet each other and be able to have a relationship, panim al panim. In this world, traditionally, the male has been the one that's most honored, since he's the Mashpia. He's the one who sees himself as strong, self-reliant and independent, the Mashpia. And the woman, the Makabel, who lives in that behirus of it's not me, she has always, traditionally in history, she's been in the background. We learned last time before Yontif that when Mashiach comes, the chasm will walk around the collar, because then it will be revealed that the deepest Yakus, that which is most precious in creation, is the koach of the Nekeva to know with certainty, with clarity, that it's not me. Everything is a Kadosh Baruch. Now, this tachlis of being able to be a Baal Bechira, and I feel b'shas ha-hashpa, even at the moment that you're giving, the moment that you're teaching, the moment that you're helping, the moment that you're doing, to remember that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the moment that you're being most male, to remember that Sof Kol Sof, there's the feminine side of who you are, meaning that koach of Kabbalah, to be makabel. That's the tachlis of creation. But it hurts. It's very hard. On page 29, Tesvav, the fourth line, which says, Ki ikra hamukuvan. Ki ikra hamukuvan. Ki ikra hamukuvan hu davkish yis'alim ha'or b'chol mine hislabshis. The main purpose of creation, tachlis hamukuvan, is davke. What the Rebbe says is davke she is alim ha'or, that the light disappears, is hidden. B'chol mine hislabshus, and all kinds of under all kinds of garments. V'yaster kol kach es ha'or, and Hashem hides His light so much. Ad she yu levushim ke'elu, till the point that there are levushim ke'elu she yomu ma shakai ki navdenu. That in the world there are many, many people who say, who is God that I should even serve Him at all? Ad kedei kach is Hashem covered, is His presence covered and concealed. That people can say, ma shakai ki navdenu. What bechlal? There is no God. There's no such thing as the Eva Nahar. There is nothing beyond this world. So much can a person become filled with himself, with that koach of the Zohar, of the self. That man has the ability that becholzos to take himself out of all of those astaros, out of all of that concealment, to rise above and to think and to remember that there's a bari omna, there's a creator. Yotzi ha'adam es atzom mikol elu hastaros lahamlech olav es Hashem es bor, and to be mamlech Hashem upon himself. By his own free will, without anything compelling him to, because in his mind, his brain is telling him, "Masha kaiki nevdenu, who is God that I should serve him?" Bechla. He's filled with himself, with being mashpia, with being God himself. That he should even think, "Masha kai, who is God?" Bechla, like Paro says, "Mi Hashem sheshma bechla, who is Mi Hashem? Who is God?" Paro's the king. Mi Hashem. Who's Hashem? And despite that, he overcomes all of the hastaris, all of the concealment, and he accepts Malchus Hashem upon himself. Bebchiras Ritzon Hatov ubezayin nigmar kol hamakuvan mehashem esbar. That is God's intention in creation. Shia hazivug panim bepanim, that there should be a mating of the Zohar and the Nekeva, but not in the original way that they were back to back, where everything was obvious. But there should be a mating that takes place after the cutting in half, after the Nesir. And such a zivuk can only take place by means of the cutting half, by means of the nesira. And of course, that causes a tremendous amount of pain. Finding one's zivuk in this world, finding one's wife, finding one's husband in this world, finding that other side of oneself, and finding the Bari Olam in a world of Levushim and Hastaras. K'mavu Bari HaKadosal, Haynu Rak Achashinis Alem Ha'or K'dechsiv. Therefore, there was a complete Ha'alama of light, a complete concealment of light. As it says, we just read in the parasha, V'yapel Elokim Tardema Al Ha'odam. Hashem brought a deep, deep sleep upon man. And Hashem created Chava. What is this tardema? What is this sleep? Again, those who have learned this svarim know that Rosh Hashanah is the inyan of the dormita, of the sleeping, which is one of the reasons why the meaning is, at least until Chatzais, not to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. It's the day of sleeping. Ki inyan shena, what's the inyan of sleeping? What is sleeping? Hashem draws man's life back to him and shows man that he has no koach at all. Sleep is when the person realizes that it's not a matter of his koaches. The Ishbitz explained, I think I might have once mentioned to you, the Ishbitz explains how when it's rainy outside, people become sleepy. It's natural to get sleepy when it rains. And the reason, he says, because his grandfather said, the reason is because when the farmer plants and he gets everything ready, but Saif Maisa, if it's going to grow, doesn't depend upon him. Whether Hashem is going to bring rain, That depends on something which is beyond himself. So when it rains, there is this deep recognition within man that the reality is, it's not about me. Whether this is going to work, whether all that I've invested is going to actually work, it's going to grow, it's not my koach, it's Hashem's koach. And once man realizes that it's not him, he sort of is withdrawn from this world and he becomes sleepy. Sleep means the return to God. Sleep means the return to the Eva Hanahar. And in that reality of Eva Hanahar, the person knows that even all that he thought was him, it wasn't him. And that the truth is, he couldn't have planted a seed. He couldn't have been out there in the field for a second if not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So sleep means Hashem shows man asher ka'ayin nechshav kol koach lefanav, all of his koach, it's ka'ayin nechshav kol koach lefanav, it's ka'ayin nechshav. Have there been any studies that you know of that to show who sleeps more, men or women? I mean, my experiences have shown me that women sleep more, but it could be just the girls of my life, my daughters and my wife, I don't know. I think I remember hearing that women sleep significantly more, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that. But if that were true, not that this depends on that, but if that were true, it would certainly make sense. Because the teva of the woman by nature is that she recognizes it's not her. Remember, we spoke about that a few weeks ago, that women generally don't have an in with the ego. They don't have an in with the ego. It's not the in. Not what the guys have with an ego. Women don't have it. A woman, b'teva, since she's a makabel, she's that koach of Kabbalah, that koach of feeling God's light in a very natural way. It would make sense that she would sleep more. There's less of a need to be out there hunting, be out there driving, to be out there conquering, making more conquests in this world. Because b'teva, she knows intuitively that it's not about her koiches. It's not about her koiches. She feels that inside of her womb, Hashem performs the miracle of life inside of her. There is such an inyan that something like that takes place. She feels more intuitively that it's not her kaychus. If it would make more sense that by nature she would sleep more, she'd be more connected to sleeping, because sleep is that return to the Creator. It's that little nightly trip back to the other side of the river. And Hashem shows man that Asher ka'ayin nechshav kol karech lefanav mizeh noifel shein al adam, and that makes a person sleepy. In other words, that takes a person out of this world. This world is the domain of man's activity, of the feeling of being in charge, of being independent and self-sufficient. When Hashem shows you that it's not you, naturally you fall asleep. You lose your kaychus. When you're sleeping, all the kalim of doing anything, everything is suspended. Everything is shut off. When you're sleeping, all that's left is the nekuda that is referred to in the Kabbalah Svarim as bas ayin. Like we say at night in Hamapil, Hameyer li'ishoin bas ayin. That during the time of sleep, all that remains awake, all that remains alive, is that nekuda of existence that's called bas ayin. Sha'imim kaidim Hashem, we say that before we go to sleep. Kibishas Hashena, because when a person is sleeping, Isaac Hashem is baruch rakim zeis ha'nekuda. Hashem is Isaac with that nekuda. V'chol ha'klei ha'pu'ula shel adam, but all the other regular kalim, my ears, my eyes, my legs, my arms, all the other kalim that I possess, hema begodla ha'elam, they're all asleep. And Hashem is oisig with that part of us that's awake, that knows the truth. Hameyer le'ishoin bas ay. V'kashem is oiru ha'odam, mizeh ha'elam, and when a person wakes up from this ha'elam, from the concealment, la'hamlech olav Hashem isbarach, la'hamlech olav Hashem isbarach, La'hamlech olav Hashem isbarach, to accept Malchus Hashem upon himself. In other words, despite the helam, he returns to the world. Hashem is oisig with his neshama during that time of sleep. There is a return to that world, and then he comes back into the physical world. So there is some sense of that bas ayin. There is some recollection that a person has of the Eva Hanar. But once the day starts, once the person jumps out of bed and the day starts, he begins to delude himself. He could very easily fall into the delusion of Ani Emloich, I'm the king. The tachlis is in this world to be Mamlech Hashem. And when that happens, then Nigmar Machmezah HaZivug. That's called the Zivug Sheyaponim Upanim. That's called husband and wife, Zocher Nekeva. Even though you're a Zocher, you haven't forgotten the Nekeva. V'zeh ha'yakol inyan ha'nesira, and this was the entire inyan of the nesira, of the sewing in half of Adam, to divide him in two, to separate between the zochan and the nekeva part. Kidechsiv ha'yikach achz mitzalosov, v'acharkich ne'amar, so Hashem took Chava apart from him, and then v'yiviyah el ha'adam, and then Chava was brought to Adam. So for the first time they were able to see each other. When they were in that relationship of achor ba'achor, back to back, they never met. They were communicating all the time, but they never saw each other. That's not the tachlis. Hashem could have left us as neshamas if we never would have come into the guf, and we would be communicating with God every second. But that's not the tachlis. The tachlis is being cut away from God, looking for Him, turning to Him, and Him turning to us and being able to see each other eye to eye. That's the tachlis. Not being in Shemayim. In Shemayim it's back to back. It's achor b'achor. Everything is obvious. Everything is clear. That's not a relationship. A relationship means when there's a separation and you look for each other. You cry. You work hard. You're a bal bechira. And you make it happen. That's called a zivug of panim bepanim. That's what the hardest thing in the world for people to work out is marriage. That's the absolute hardest thing for people to work out is marriage. That's the scariest thing. I mean, for Bali Seichel, people's not, a person's not a Bali Seichel. But for Bali Seichel, it's the scariest thing, it's the greatest responsibility. It's a pachat to make that work. But there should be panim b'panim, there should be a zivuk panim b'panim. It's the hardest thing. K'machmas ha'helim nishava ha'nisira, that only because of the turning away can there be this nisira, this cutting in half, this separation. She has zivuk panim b'panim. And then there could be a zivuk panim b'panim. Then they could face each other. If there's no sawing in half, then they're not facing each other. Then the male and female are attached to each other. Ki kaven sheyesh helem v'ha'or nislabish ba'hastaros v'chol zois. Rabbi Geshen Hanichel says that when the light is hidden, and there are all kinds of hastaros, v'chol zois, and despite all of the concealment, bokeya ha'adam elo ha'hastaros, man is able to break through. To break through, to be bokeya, to break through. Because of the good choice that he's making. He's able to be bokeya, and he's able to recognize, despite all of the levushim harachoikim that distance him from God, that distance him from this zivug with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gam kenes ori yisbarach, even now he's able to turn around in the darkness and look for God, and to be a mamlech Hashem, and to ultimately draw close to Hashem, panim b'panim, by his own free choice. Bezed nigma b'shleim is called tachlis amakuvim, b'son yisbarach, sh'omar v'hoi ha'olam. Then what God wants from this world is completed. That's the tachlis of what God wants from this world. K'disa b'medrash, sh'heshav Hashem yisbarach l'malachim, sh'omu ma'enlish kisizkirenu. The angels were asking, ma'enlish kisizkirenu. The angels were against man's creation. And they said, in the words of David Melech, "Ma'enus kisitz kirenu, v'en other kisitz kirenu." Well, who is man that you should even think of him? What's the whole point of creating man? He's going to lie. He's going to do all these. What's the point of creating man? Im keitzen of Allah from kulam lama zisi. So Hashem Yisboch says, "Why do you think I created all the angels? Why do you think I created the entire universe only for man?" The whole point is that somehow, under all of these layers of concealment, that one should be able to be makir or hashem. U'mizeh shebokeya ha'odem b'koach b'chiroso es ha'hastaros, and if one is able to be bokeya, is able to break through, or with his free choice, all of these hastaros u'mamlech alov es Hashem Yisboch, and he's able to be mamlech Hashem. Then he has proven himself to be a citizen of that world that's called Eva Hanar. He has proven himself to be faithful to the malchus of the true malchus of the infinite one that's called Eva Hanar, the other side of the river. Shulamala mikola his chalkus. That is above, that's beyond any divisions, any separations. B'chola helim shahayim alifnim gabi adam b'shas ha'tardeim akaydim anasir v'zeirak mishum shayach chafit Hashem is baruch l'sparin negdai. So the only reason that Hashem created such a concealment, the only reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it so hard for us, is so that ultimately Sheachofes Hashem Yisbarach l'espoir negdo u'laharois loy shekol koyach ha'pula shelo ka'ayin negdo. Hashem shows man that all that you think is you, all that you thought was you is not you, and to take pride in his creation and man who is able on his own to come to that. U'mimeila muchach shekoyach ha'pula shel adam shepol b'b'chiroso. Therefore, all the choices that man makes are very, very precious to Hashem. When we make these choices, when we look for him, it's very precious to Hashem. Ki im lav, lo hayashayach shi yisparach kiv yoch li yisparach negdim, if not, then Hashem's work wouldn't be able to take such pride in us, to show us off, kivyachol, to the malachim, to the angels. Well, laharish shekol hapulos ka'ayin negdo ki'ini shematzina b'zor ha-kadosh hein shamayim lozaku be'enav, be'enav hud lozachu. Hainu ki mizeh shemispar, Hashem izbarach neged shamayim. Hashem is mispar with a Jew. Hashem takes pride in a Jew before all of the malachim, before all of the neshamas in Gan Eden. The greatest pe'er, the greatest pride and glory that Hashem has is davka from this world. Vaymisha be'enav gam heim lozach. Moving me mele she behi was zach va otsum she yitachin liyos besug an evroim hu b'yoyse b'shamayim. Lachin shayach she yispar Hashem is baruch negdom. In other words, man is capable of reaching much greater levels than any of the celestial beings. Lachin shayach she yispar Hashem is baruch negdom. Kein is baruch hark achar hatardeim v'vanesira. So after Hashem put Adam to sleep, and Hashem performed this operation, this surgery, and he cut Adam and Chava in half. Dafka, after all of the suffering, all of the pain, and all of the concealments, all the difficulties that you and I go through in life, and all that is telling us to come out, God forbid, and to come to the conclusion, Mashakai Kinev, then what's the point of serving God? After all of that, we choose Hashem. That's Gordel Hayakus. Mipu'ulas Adam Aide Bechiroso Be'eniv Yisbarach. That's the most precious thing in Hashem's eyes. That choice that we make to serve Him. V'chein b'chol Rosh Hashanah shu zman ha-nesira, and therefore every Rosh Hashanah, which is known in the Svarim as the time, the day of the Nesira, of the cutting in half, nis'ayra mizayis ha-tardema. We begin the year by waking up, from being asleep. V'mizen nis'chazik b'adam koach b'chirasa, and we're cut, so to speak, away from God, to start the new year, and we feel unbelievably energized with the koch of our Bechira, with the koch of Bechira. There's an emar tikku b'choy the shayfa, therefore it says in Pasuk, blow the shayfa b'kesa liyom chagenu, the time of kesa, which means concealment. Or b'kesa moira al helim mitzon yizbarach b'slapshu zeha olam. Blow the shayfa b'kesa liyom chagenu. The kisui is very, very strong. Bekesel yom chagenu, ubekesel moral helim retains baruch bislabshus zeha olam ki bi zeha yom misora han nesira. Because the day of Rosh Hashanah is the day of the nesira, the cutting of Adam and Chava, the separation of Adam and Chava. It's that setting of man loose in the world, the creation of man, and letting him loose in the world is a bal bechir. And he wakes up feeling alive with himself, with the potential of the choices that he can make. And therefore Hashem's simple ratzon is covered, is concealed. So that man will have a mokim la'avodah b'bechira, L'zeh tzarech adam Rosh Hashanah la'amod mitzida b'tkei shofar. And that's why we blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah. La'oira oisa herotzen ha'chofet b'avayis oilam. To be ma'oira is that scream in the darkness. It's that unbelievable scream of men in the darkness, in the helim and the hester, ba'kesel yom chagenu, that longing of men to be able to somehow connect to the Eva Anar, to choose what's right. And in the olam of Helim and Hester, ki shayfa hu kedisa b'zara kodesh min hametzar karasi ka. That's why we read the psukim before we blow shayfa. The shayfa is the zara says is the inyan of calling out to Hashem from the metzar min hametzar karasi yud hey. I call out from this narrow tiny place, from this dark closet. I call out to you, Yud Hey. May also the Shari Diknilis Pashta. The Zohar says a very remarkable thing, that the shofar is the inyan of Min Hametsa Karasi Ka. The Zohar says, from the tiny little hole on the face, from where the hair of the beard begins to grow. Where the beard begins to come forth, where the beard begins to grow. Ubegin kach. That's a mokem tsar, that tiny little pore in the skin, from which the hair of the beard begins to come out. That's how the shofar, we blow into that tiny little opening of the shofar. When hametsa karasika, the union of the beard is a very, very, we're not going to go, that's a very big thing in Kabbalah, what that is. But that metza, that tiny, tiny space of men in this world is the Meitzar from which he calls out to Hashem. Begin kach omar ka. That's why it says, min hametzah karasi yud hei. It says, min hametzah karasi ka. And then it says, anani ba merchav ka. I call out to you from this tiny, narrow place, yud hei. And I'm asking you, I'm begging you, Hashem, anani ba merchav ka, to respond to me, ba merchav ka, the open, big side of the shofar. Ba merchav yud hei. So the Zohar says, begin kach, and that's why it says, Omer ka ka trei zimni, says twice. Hainu. Kizai rotzni yizbarach ha-metzamtzem godel oira lahan hir deruch shvil dakik. This is God's will, that he constricts and hides his light. To all that man can find within himself is that tiny, tiny little opening, the pore of the beard. L'man shi'yeh mokum l'espashtus alavushim mizeh ha'olam. Zois ha-bechina, this bechina of being, of feeling that we're caught up in this tiny little darkness, this dark place of the world, that's called Meitzar, Nikra Meitzar. L'alzek siv, and regarding this, before we blow the shofar, we say the psukim, min ha-meitzar karasi ka. I call out to you, Yud-Hei, from the Meitzar. Vashem yud hei roimis kamamarimzal al pasuk ki bi yud hei Hashem tsur olamim. The yud kei is referring to the alma diskasya, the world that is Eivra Hanahar, that would bring forth through the connection to vav hei, would bring forth to created existence. But yud hei is that which is the alma diskasya, the concealed existence, that which is beyond this world. To connect to the Vavhei. I'm calling out to you from the Meitzar of this world. From the Meitzar of this world, which is a world of Helem and Hester, of Levushim and Kisuyim, where it's so hard for me to believe that there's a God. And it's so easy for me to fall into that delusion that it's me. I'm calling out to you, Meitzar Karasi Ka, Yud Hei, to Eivra Hanahar. Of course, Amalek is trying to block us from that remembrance. Amalek is trying to cover that. Amalek is that koach that brings us to the mistake. Amalek is the gematria Ram, which means to feel it's you, Ram, Ramimus, to feel exalted. So Amalek is that inyan of there is no Eivranar. Kiyad al Kais Ka. Amalek separates between the Yudke and the Vavke. Amalek is trying to break up this zivug between Hashem and the Jew, between Kuchabrichu and Knesset Yisrael, between the husband and the wife. He doesn't want that zivik to take place. That's the inyan of Amalek. Shekach hemid ritzon yisbarach shlo yesh shum shleimus kivyoch yisbarach bilti avodis Yisrael. Hashem created a world where there cannot be any shleimus without the avod of Am Yisrael to make this yichud of mina meitzah karasi ka anani b'merachav ka, to make a yichud of yudkei and vavkei. That's Am Yisrael's job. That's how Hashem created the world. Val zenemar bitchu b'Hashem adayad. All worlds exist depends on this connection between Yudke and Vavke. And we are living in the world of Vavhe, and we can easily forget the Yudhe. That's the koach of Amalek, to cause us to forget. Our Achrayis is in the world of Vavhei to cry out min hametsa karasi ka to Yudkei, and to connect the Vavhei with the Yudkei, the this side of the Nahar with the other side of the Nahar, which is the Zoch and the Keva, Chas and Kala, Kutchabichon Knesset Yisrael. Hanik mizat simsum mehashem Yudkei nimshach kol abatuchos Yisrael v'zed diisa gam kena begin kach omer ka trei zimni. I'm not going to start going to different levels of tzimtzum. My dad, tzimtzum areis bakshin esalim kol kach b'gvushi zeharlim. Nisari machem ezek gabi yisrael nami gadol tzimtzum litzoyk me oymek levavam. Only a Jew feels the need to cry out from the depths of the heart. She is gala etzlam or ritzoni yisbaruch hagonis v'akomus to see that hidden light of Hashem revealed. And because of this screen, that comes from the depths of that nekudas alev, roimez tkiyah shofar. That's the inyan of tkiyah shofar. K'mavu b'zayah kodesh k'gavim the shofar l'shad v'kol b'arach misha me'asa dachik. The inyan of the shofar is to send the sound from a tight place to an open place, from a meitzar to a merichav. Because of this massive that we're in, man finds himself in this very difficult and small place, and in that place, he needs to cry out for help. And that's how he's mashlim the rotzon of Hashem. When man feels that concealment of God's light, and he cries not only because of the pain that he's in, but how there's so much chil Hashem in the world, how Hashem's covet is so hidden in the world. That's why the whole Rosh Hashanah be crying, the world is not afraid of God, the world doesn't honor God. Shchinta begalusa. That hurts us. That Hashem is so hidden. That Hashem, it's such a chil Hashem. That Hashem is so hidden. Not just from us. That Hashem is so hidden from the world. And because of that, there's so much chil Hashem. V'chein tein kovet Hashem la'amecha. We ask Hashem to be revealed and through that to give kovet to Am Yisrael. That means the tzoyg me'omek levova lahakovit shemaim shenelam benista b'zeha olam. B'zos ha'tzaaka mis'oyra b'chazor reishis ha'nekuta ha'bilti gvul. Through that cry, through that scream, through the blowing of the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, one is able to awaken once again that koach which is infinite. She'aleh m'soyev kolam akuv nebriyas olam anikra eva hanar. To connect to that which is infinite. That's eva hanar. On the other side of the river. Sheba'olu Yisrael b'machshav etchila, which is the point where Am Yisrael comes from, but Bereishis is b'shvil Yisrael. Sheba'olu b'machshav etchila. We come from Eva Hanar. None of the nations of the world come from that place. Only we do. And through this, we can connect to that which is Eva Hanar. V'zem mis'oyra b'mitzvah t'kiyah shayfer. And this is mis'oyra through the mitzvah of t'kiyah shayfer, on the day of the Nesira, on the day when it's on the day when you're given that new life for the new year, and there's a resurgence of that feeling of being a Baal Bechira, but together with that, there's a terrible feeling of loneliness, of being cut away, of waking up and being cut away from Hashem. Like the baby that comes into the world after being with Hashem. Like the neshama that's back in the guf after being during the night with Hashem, waking up on Rosh Hashanah and feeling alone. And the tachlis is to cry out from that place and to know that you're not alone. And through that, to bring about a zivik panim b'panim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, panim b'panim with Hashem. That's the whole inyan of the shofar. Just go to the last two lines on the page. Ki mitzad Hashem Zbaruch Nikra Malchus. So therefore, in Rosh Hashanah, it says what? We say Malchus. Shomu Chazal, Imru Lefanei Malchus, Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. Right? So Rosh Hashanah, we say Malchus in Musaf. And Chazal say, Imru Lefanei Malchus, Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. Why do we say Malchus? Kadesh Hatam Lichuni Aleichem, that we should make Hashem Melech upon us. Ki mitzad Hashem Ezbarach Nikra Malchus, Zesha Chilik Ez Maisav, Umolach Aleichem. What is Hashem's Malchus? Hashem's Malchus is that He sends us across the river, and in that place, we accept Him as King. That's His Malchus. Ki Zeh HaRotzen, the next page. Ki Zeh HaRotzen, Hoye Begodol Nedivus, Nedivus, Hachefetz, Begodol Nedivus, Shechofetz Kivyoch Ezbarach, She Enigmar Kvoda Gam Ma'olim HaShofel. We don't know why, but Hashem wanted His cover to be revealed, even in this miserable low world. Because the main rotzen of Hashem in the creation of the world was to reveal His covet even to the eyes of mortal human beings. Therefore, deep inside the hearts of Am Yisrael, we are constantly begging for this revelation of Elokus before our eyes in this world. Galei kvoid malchus. All we want is that Hashem should be revealed. That this world should be shining with Hashem's cover. That's what we're crying for. All of the davening of Hashanim Kippur, all of the davening of the Shalosh V'Golim, especially Sukkot, and the whole avoid of Nisach HaMayim, of Sukkot, is this Nakuda of Galei Kavod Malchuscha, of Shavta Mayim B'Sosim Yimayinei Yeshua. That's why Ki L'Ka Einenu, Einenu L'Ka, L'Ka Einenu, all the Hishanas, it's all on this Nakuda. Hishana L'Mancha, L'mancha lokeinu, l'mancha b'reinu, l'mancha g'aleinu, l'mancha d'rsheinu. All the hakafis of the kala around the chosm, all of this is to come back to that nekuda of the Eva Hanar. All to come to the nekuda of the Eva Hanar. The chasna, the uspizen, the seven uspizen under the chuppah. We build the sukkah is a chuppah. The Yom Kippur, the kala goes to the mikveh. Meaning the Am Yisrael goes to the mikveh, l'tahir eschem. The tahara of Yom Kippur, Amr b'kiv ha'shech m'yisrael l'fnei miyatim, etarim Yom Kippur is the day of tahara, of to prepare the kala. And then we go under the chuppah by the sukkah, is the chuppah, and we have the yushpizen. Yushpizen is the in, under the chuppah of the shever brach is the seven yushpizen. And we make the hakafis under the chuppah, and we make the hakafis the 7 days of sukkah and Hashanah Rabbah. We make seven hakafis as the inyan of the kala with the chasen and the shever brachas under the chuppah. All of that is to prepare for the highest day of the year, which is the yichud of Shemini Atzeres, which is called the day of yichud of Shlum of the chasen kala going by themselves. Heviani Hamelech Hador of the chasen kala of Hashem and of Kutshabrichu and Knesset being alone. All the nations of the world are sent away. Of Kitchabrichu and Knesset Yisrael, Haviyani HaMelech Hador, which is the Cheder HaYichud, which is Chosn and Kala alone, which is Zivik Panim Panim, which is the Yichud of Shmini Atzeres. The Inyan of the Lulav, the Nanum of the Lulav, the Nanum of the Lulav and the Esrik that we move in all directions. We're saying, Baruch Shalom, you're the Chosn, so you have Nachrayis to take care of us and to be Mashpia, to draw down. The Lulav draws down all the Ashpos because they are Chivim on the Ksuba. That you promise, the chosn promises the kala to take care of the kala, and to provide the kala, and the kala, and mitzidenu, we make all of the nanum to say, no matter Rabbi Shalom, in this world, mizrach, marav, tzof, and dorm, no matter how far away it seems I am from you, it's only you, everything is you, tzof, and dorm, wherever I turn, it's only you, that's the inyan of the nanum, it's only you, it's the yichud of chosn kala, but Shemini Atzeres is the yichud. And Shemini Atzeres put down the lulav and esrog. Shemini Atzeres, they go out from the chuppah and they go into the cheder hayichud. And then afterwards, on Shemini Atzeres Simchas Torah, they come out from the cheder hayichud as husband and wife. And then the oilam begins to dance. All the dancing of Simchas Torah is the yichud, is the chasen kal. So all the dancing of this zivug of banim upanim, of the avoda of Rosh Hashanah that we're learning about, of men ha'meitzah kerasiko, the simcha, and then starts Shabbos Bereishis, and the chasen kal are together in their home. They begin their life together. All of this is the inyan that all that we're davening for this time of the year. You're so hidden, it's such a tiny little opening, the opening of the beard. It's such a mitzvah that we're in. It's so hard to believe in you. And we cry out to Hashem and we ask that it should be revealed to us. Make it clear to us, make it known to us. So Asar Adam Mikola Tfilas. Therefore, the Svarim say that the shofar takes up all of our tefillas. All the tefillas throughout the year that we were not able to bring up, the shofar, by the shofar, we're able to blast all of those tefillas. They all go up. All the tefillas that we couldn't get going. With the shofar, all the tefillas go up with the shofar. Ola Elokim Besur, Hashem Bekol Shofar. Everything goes up with the shofar. V'sor Mechadosh Nekudosh Ola B'Yisrael B'machshava. And what is awakened is that original Nakuda of Yisrael Shaul Machshava? Why did I choose? Hashem Mizbach is thinking about the choice that he made for this Kala, for us. And we go back to that world, to that home with him, which is that world of Olam Machshava Tchila, which is the Tachlis Amakuvan of this world, which Bereishis is the letters Rosh Bayis, that Hashem is a Balabas, and that Knesset Yisrael, his Kala, is his wife who lives with him in this home. By the Zayesh Korach betfilas Adam l'shalnis midoysev. Through this, the Rebbe explains at the end here the Korach of Tefillah. There's the whole inyan of Tefillah is this one Nakuda of Imulufanim Malchus of Galik Kvod Malchusra Kadeshet Hamlichuni Aleichem, so that a person will be able, as he says, the last five lines of this Torah. Kadeshet Hamlichuni Aleichem Kadeshet Tucha Loimet Deya Banagosi Yisbarach Af Betfisa Ktanish Aleichem. The Baruch Shalom wants us in this world where we have such a little Tefisa. We understand so little. And despite that, we're Mamlech Hashem Malchus, Imulafani Zechroinis, Kadeshi Al Zechanechim Lafani Latav, and Hashem remembers, Kivyachal, is reminded of who we are and where we come from. Vech Yitach Loshan Schir, Ech Lashem Esbor. What does it mean? How can you say Hashem to remember? Hale Ein Shikhal of Nekisek Vedach, Hashem doesn't forget anything. Lashem Zohurach Mitzat HaAdam. Of course, it means that we forget. Hainu Kol Kamish Kaveya HaAdam. To the degree that a person is able to be kaveya in his heart, to remember who he really is and where he comes from, to remember that there's no such thing as himself without a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Klamei sheyedeya borish akol chayef toli bezuas schira, to the extent that a human being knows that his entire existence is for this purpose of remembering, is only about this remembering. Kach marlo Hashem Esbaruch mafurish. Then Hashem makes it known to that person in a clear way that I'm your chasm, that you are with me here, and that you come from Evanar. Hashem shows his hashgacha. Hashem shows this person his presence. His megala, Hashem is megala his malchus to this person in his life. B'chol prata b'chol regula taiva, and the person begins to see God in everything that he does, just like in the house, the husband and wife. Everything in the house is a reminder of the husband and wife. All the little tchotchkes, all the paintings, all the pictures, all the furniture, everything in the house is all, anybody else that comes there, they don't know what this is. But the husband and wife know that every single prat, every single tiny thing in this house is chas nakal. So too, a person who remembers God, Hashem remembers him in such a way, where he reminds that person every single thing that he sees in the world, every single thing he sees in his life is a reminder of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like every single thing the husband and wife see in the house is a reminder of their relationship. So a Jew, when he eats, when he sleeps, when he goes to work, everything, like I said, Mizrach, Marv, Sof and Dorm, everything is the Bansham, everything is Chasn Kal, everything is Chasn Kal. There's nothing else, only Chasn Kal. He doesn't forget, you don't forget. That's what it means, Zichroinus, to remember. To awaken Hashem's memory is that Hashem responds to our cry, Hashem responds to our remembering this, by him helping us remember him. He helps us to remember him in all the tiny details of our lives. That's the response of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zoicha. I know there are a lot of questions. The rest of all we're going to learn this entire year, Mitzvah and the Svarim of Ishbitz, is going to be to explain this. So don't worry. This is all Rosh Prokim, but we're going to be Mitzvah coming back to these Nakudas throughout the entire year. Next Monday night, I'm not going to be have a family wedding. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael Tuesday morning. So I'm not going to be here Monday night and Tuesday next week. So we'll start the weekend.